Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Sometimes, and I tell this to our preacher boys, our young preacher boys, sometimes the less said, the better. Not only that goes just for preaching, that goes for you-ins out there, okay? Sometimes the less said. When you go to help somebody, console somebody, they don't need to hear what all happened to you. You go to console them and, well, I know, but let me tell you what happened. You think you're doing, you're just there to help. Are you following? And you just go on and on, and you're like Job's friends, and I wish you'd just... Job actually, you were helping me more when you just sat there, when you just start talking. And that's what Paul, it's so much better if we just speak less. Matter of fact, James talks about that. It's better, you ought to listen twice as much as you speak. And James kind of mentions great, great lesson, not just Paul's teaching them back then, but for us today to put into practice. Verse number 20. Notice this word, brethren. He used this word often in the book of 1 Corinthians. Many, many times he used that because in the book of 1 Corinthians, he's correcting them over a lot of their faults, but yet he reminds them, we're brothers and sisters. We're still to love one another. But brethren, calling it back, we're one in Christ because of Jesus. Be not children in understanding. Go with me back 1 Corinthians number 13, chapter 13, verse number 11. Just flip back one chapter. When he says, be not children in understanding. We're to mature. Matter of fact, back in 1 Corinthians 3, he said that you're still babes in Christ. Remember? He said, you're still on milk. By now, you should be eating meat. So back in 1 Corinthians 3, he called them babes in Christ. You should be fully mature. But you're not. And look in verse number 11 of chapter number 13. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, mature, I put away childish things. And he uses this as an illustration. Obviously, he's using it in a practical light that when I was a child, I played with kids' toys. Now, some of us, as we get older and become fellas, we kind of think, well, we still have toys that we play with, you know. That's all a slogan years ago. Whoever has the most toys, something about dies the most toys wins or something like that. Well, not really. Somebody else gets your toys, you know, they pick it up anyway. Where that came from, I don't know. I need to slow down anyway. He's talking about, but be not children in understanding. We need to grow up. Later on in chapter number 16 and verse number 13, he reminds him, he says, watch ye like men. The word watch means to act like men, to grow up. He's putting this now on a spiritual basis here in 1 Corinthians 14. That don't be children in understanding. You're to grow up and understand the meat of the word. And these things, he's talking about these gifts and all. How be it in malice, be ye children. What do you think he means like that? He just talked about the previous phrase. He said, be not children in understanding. In other words, you need to be an adult. Be mature. Howbeit in malice, be ye children. What in the world is he talking about? Let me give you a great example. Who said that? You see two kids arguing and fussing and fighting over a toy. 5 minutes later, you know what they're doing? Playing again. Be like them. Don't hold the grudges. That anger and all, just, have y'all seen that? I got, how many grandkids? 13 grandkids? We got seven kids. Believe me, I've seen it for years and years. How they'll fuss and pulling hair and hollering. I may exaggerate 5-10, but later on, they're playing again. That's the idea that Paul, I want you to be mature and understanding, but in malice. Why would he use that example? If you go back at before in 1 Corinthians, remember, some said, I'm of Paul, I'm of Cephas, I'm of Apollos. They had their little cliques. You know? So he's pulling that back. Hey, you don't be that way. Be like kids. Isn't that an interesting little tidbit? By the way, we can learn from that also. Be ye children, but in understanding, be men. Mature, fully mature. Again, he's talking about these spiritual gifts, what it's all about. And the bottom line before we get away, it's not about us, it's about him. And it's about others. Verse number 21. In the law, it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak unto this people. Yet for all that will, they will not hear me. They not hear me, saith the Lord. This actually is a text, and I won't have time to goes back to Isaiah 28, verses 11 and 12, for those who are referencing these things. If you got a good Bible index, it will reference Isaiah 28, 11 and 12, talks about in the book of Isaiah that the law is going, and people won't they'll hear it, but they won't understand it. When it says in the law it's written, for all they will not hear me, they will not listen. The leaders of Judah rejected an unintelligible nonsense. They were to them. Isaiah's message that would have given Jerusalem rest from their enemies, and these were assigned to unbelieving Israel. I got 3 or 4 minutes. These signs, let me give you in 3 minutes a thing about signs, okay? We are not looking for signs. Signs in the Bibles are not for Gentiles. Now, this is going to go over a lot of your heads here. I want to keep it as simple as I can. The signs were always for the Jewish people, for Israel, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. It was always for Israel. We're not looking for signs. You hear the thing? Signs of the times. Books are written about signs. We don't look for signs. We're waiting for a shout. Israel looks for signs. In the tribulation period, they will be looking for signs. Let me give you some. The Jews required a sign. 1 Corinthians 1:22, chapter 1, verse number 22. For the Jews require a sign. Paul said that in 1 Corinthians. They require a sign. And the Greeks seek after wisdom. The Pharisees in Matthew chapter number 12. I hope I got time to turn to these things real quick. I have so many verses. The Pharisees, again, the Jewish people, they were looking for a sign. Verse number 38 through 40. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, Master, we would see a sign from thee. And Jesus said, you want a sign? I'll give you a sign. As Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and 3 nights, so also must the Son of Man be in the heart. Are you following? A sign. It can go on. And I got so many verses here. The apostles in Acts chapter 1. No, I'm sorry, in Matthew chapter number 24. What is the sign of thy coming?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting WestwoodGospelTime.com. That's WestwoodGospelTime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's WestwoodGospelTime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.